Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st day of July. The prepper tip of the day: stock up on herbs and spices. Learn how to grow herbs and spices. If you're in charge of cooking for your team, you probably already know that interesting food, tasty food, helps keep up the morale of the troops. And in the crisis that's coming, having tasty, interesting food will help a lot for the morale of your team. We have Patient Wayne at Green Room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than a quarter century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. He has a website, it's jrnyquist.blog, where he has articles written every week. We encourage you to subscribe to his articles. You don't need to, but we encourage you to help support Jeff and his efforts. Jeff also has 6 books for sale at Amazon, 3 he authored.
Yeah, Screen is good.
And 3 he co-authored. Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
There we are. You're with us. Well, sir, I've been hearing about Dr. David Martin for a while. I finally watched an interview with him, with an individual, and it's going to be on my website before the day's over, I hope. Dr. Martin is presenting the clear and convincing evidence of the criminal conspiracy that's been going on for a number of years regarding the COVID-19 virus and the COVID vaccinations. The evidence he presents is very clear and convincing that their intent is to murder tens of millions of people, hundreds of millions of people, possibly billions worldwide, easily making it the worst crime in human history. Right, Jeff? You're on mute, Jeff.
Yep, I'm right here, John.
Okay. I say that's correct, that what Dr. Martin is exposing would be the worst crime in recorded history?
Oh, well, recorded history is pretty long, but it could be up there.
Well, recorded history, once you get back more than 3 or 4,000 years ago, it starts to get a little iffy. More than 6,000 years ago, it's very iffy. But that aside, the powers that be, which include the Communist Chinese, it appears they intend to depopulate the planet, don't they, sir?
Well, yeah. I had a Russian source who said that he had heard stories within the Russian scientific community about a Chinese plan to depopulate Africa. But as far as the rest of the world goes, it seems like other people might be included too.
Well, absolutely. Well, the colonization of Africa is well underway by the Chinese. They built a highway that goes all the way from the Hindu Kush border with China and Afghanistan, all the way across to the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. And then they go north to get around the Red Sea and then back down south to sub-Saharan Africa. And they intend to build a causeway across the Red Sea also. It would be a monumental engineering feat, to say the least. I'm not sure how wide that channel of water is, but it's a number of miles. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, he spent a year of his life in sub-Saharan Africa documenting the colonization of Africa by the Chinese, building roads, water treatment plants, power plants, sewage treatment plants, airports, hospitals, everything you can imagine, telecommunications, of course, to colonize Central Africa. Jeff, we got our first caller and holder. We had Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Okay.
Good morning.
I'm going to speak about COVID, which is I have a friend of mine whose relative has been affected by the jab. I mean, the man's in a coma. And basically, do you guys think that this COVID-19 vaccine nonsense will eventually peter out, like the swine flu vaccine, the SARS vaccine, and all the vaccines of the past? In other words, it'll just peter out. People will find out what kind of garbage this is, and all of a sudden the powers to be will tuck tail and run. Because I know for myself, yes.
Well, Jeff, I see it getting worse. They got this new Delta variant that they've rolled out. And I see it getting worse with more hysteria, more lockdowns, more mandates. That's what I see. How about you, Jeff Nyquist?
It does seem that way.
Okay.
Yes.
There's your answer, Jeff. Anything else?
Yes, because myself, I'm not going to take the jab. I will lose my job and become homeless before I take the jab. And also, too, when it comes to taking the jab, why are people so panicky? People ought to do their research and know what kind of garbage these vaccines are. Even if people believed that the COVID is this apocalyptic virus, do some research. Why aren't regular Joes on the street doing any kind of research into hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin?
Well, they're not going to, and you and I aren't going to change it. We can educate ourselves, Jeff, so we can inform people we meet one-on-one, to inform them and educate them about the dangers of COVID shots. And they may pay heed, they may not. That's out of our control. But we do what
John,
we can.
John, you're right about that. Anyways, guys, thank you for having me on. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks for the call. Well, Jeff, the exposure of a socialist and communist is becoming so widespread, and apparently socialists and communists themselves are quite proud of at least calling themselves socialists. And what I've heard for years is that a communist is a socialist who's in a hurry. That's kind of a tongue-in-cheek way to put it, but there is some truth to that, isn't there? You're on mute there, Jeff.
Yeah, that's right. A communist is a socialist in a hurry, or as it used to be 120 years ago, there was no real distinction until the Bolshevik Revolution, and they started deciding that they couldn't go to communism until the whole world went, and then they had to name their system something else.
Right, right. Well, you have to give credit where credit's due. The communists are very clever, resourceful people. they think in terms of decades, not years, to achieve their goals. And they can see their goal in their sight. They got their man in the White House. Joe Biden is bought and paid for by the communist Chinese. Kamala Harris is a communist. Everybody that she associates with privately and professionally has been a communist, and she's, in my opinion, an outright communist herself. So they think that they're ready to just strike and strike hard to finish the plan that's been in the works since 1917, don't they?
Yeah, they've been at it hard since the October Revolution of 1917. And of course, in 1949, the communists in China won. They got the most populous country in the world. And now they're going after us after they've spent years of preparing.
Absolutely. They didn't just decide to do this on a whim. What's in place now had been planned for decades in advance, literally decades in advance, going back to, we know, the early 1960s when Anatoly Golitsyn, who wrote a book about it in 1984, he was part of the planning in the early 1960s, wasn't he, sir?
Yeah, he was in a KGB think tank in which they were discussing a lot of the issues connected with the plan. So he got exposed to parts of it. He was able to figure out, with the help of American experts, the whole thing by going through American intelligence back in the 1960s. So, and he wrote a book in 1984, New Lives for Old, yeah, in which he described it.
Okay. Jeff, it looks like we got a call on hold. We got a report from the future, and we got Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got three things for Jeff. The first thing I would like him to comment on, I'm not sure. Earlier in the week, Casey from the Hong Kong Independence Party, which is based in the UK, sent me an article which is hosted on the New Tang Dynasty Television website about the Chinese Communist Party being behind the Taiwan and Hong Kong independence movement, which a Chinese professor who is now living in the US is now saying that the Taiwan independence movement is actually backed by the Chinese Communist Party. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, it sounds like another Trojan horse, Alex. One of the things you don't want is for them to join up your movement and start to change the way that movement works so that they can actually, you can say the word independence movement and suddenly it can be a movement to merge Taiwan with China.
The second thing I got for Jeff is in regards to the grand solar minimum. Yesterday, the Guardian newspaper was talking about China getting severe rain in the central part of China at Xinjiang. Apparently, the Chinese media is calling this event a event that hasn't been seen for 1,000 years. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, that's this more of the pattern of last year, isn't it?
Yes.
And we've got this drought in the Midwest. It seems like, well, the jet stream changes in a grand solar minimum, and the patterns of rain and so on change. And, of course, that means droughts in some areas, flooding in other areas. And the weather becomes more erratic. So this will be the second year of flooding in China. Alex, how many rivers are at flood stage now?
Apparently, there's more than 71 rivers in China that is at risk of flooding. And apparently, Shaanxi province, where the Yellow River is located, is also suffering from severe flooding as well.
Is it worse than last year or not quite worse? Although in central China, you're saying it's a 1,000-year flood right now.
they are saying it's worse than last year, and apparently the People's Liberation Army has been deployed to a dam, and they effort to divert the water.
Yeah, they got to be desperate. If it's worse than last year, they almost lost that big dam up there.
And the third and final thing I got for Jeff is, I think it's in regard to the grand solar minimum and global warming, I mean, the global warming propaganda. Recently in New Zealand, the government is trying to phase out wood burners, and they're saying it's due to global warming. And lately, there are objections from people about phasing out wood burners. And there are people who in New Zealand who are familiar with the grand solar minimum who are worried about the phasing out of wood burners, because if the electricity supply does get cut out, people are saying that the wood burners will be needed if it gets cold. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, Alex, you're down in New Zealand. What is the weather? Is it colder already? You're in winter now. Is it a colder winter than normal?
Colder winter than normal, and we've been getting Antarctic cold as well.
Yeah, I've heard that Australia got snow.
And also, from what I've been told by people who live in Australia, the Antarctic cold went as north as Queensland this year.
Wow, as north as Queensland. And of course, you guys in New Zealand, you've had unusually harsh temperatures. I wonder if Argentina is suffering as well.
I know Argentina has been reporting crop failures along with Germany as well, apparently.
Oh, yeah, Germany's had severe flooding. We've seen some very severe floods in Germany. And the drought in California and the western states is continuing with wildfires everywhere. It's quite a picture. But they're going to blame it on global warming.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know that.
Right. Alex, anything else, Alex?
That's all I have, Jeff and John, and I would like to thank you for taking my call.
All right, thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. Our next caller is Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Hey, good morning, John and Jeff. I kind of think I may be stating the obvious here, but maybe some people have not really thought this Delta variant and so on and so forth through, that these people that are running the show, these Bidens and Fauci's and all this, they're not going to stop at anything to get their way. And at some point, like, there's going to hit maybe a wall. There's no more anti-vaxxers. I mean, they're not going to take the shots and so on and so forth. And I'm sure that they would not stop by using some genuine bacteriological warfare out of the military arsenals on people. And they say, see, it's the anti-vaxxers. It's all their fault. And then, you know, it would be justified for them to be martial law. And, you know, people would, you know, really be down on anybody who refused to take the vaccine. I don't know. It's just something that I don't think people are really thinking this all the way through, how serious it could be.
It can't get any more serious, there, Lane. We're past that. Can't get any more serious.
Well,
anything?
Yeah, but
go ahead,
do people realize it?
No,
well,
no.
Imagine if we had a real war with these kind of leaders.
Wouldn't last long. Biden would surrender us in a heartbeat.
Well, that would be mercifully quick. I mean, just imagine the kind of things if martial law could be that bad.
We have a break.
Well, one point is that once they do release something like that.
Hold on, Lane. We got a break. We got a break.
Okay.
Break.
there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of July. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to save some money? You and your team? Make sure your vehicles can run, your generator is protected. Well, we've got a sale going on at EMP Shield. The more units you get, the bigger the savings on each unit. Check it out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Great articles he writes every week. And you can subscribe to those articles. It would help him, and I would appreciate it if you would do that. You got another comment for us here, Lane?
Well, the point is, if these people aren't stopped, these madmen, I mean, if you keep pushing an animal into a corner, they will really come at you. And they will use these, no kidding, you know, military-grade germ warfare on people, like, say, anthrax or something. And if we don't somehow stop them before they get that far gone, then it's really going to be bad. But anyway, that's pretty much it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller is Dino in Indiana. Good morning, Dino.
Hey, John. Hi, Jeff. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for years. First time I've ever called in, but something I wanted to point out was something that you'd been saying for a long time, and I've been saying this the whole time. If they put Trump back in, it'll cause total chaos. I believe that could be part of their plan. You follow me?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
I mean, that just makes the most sense to me. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to call in and point out that I've been saying that for a year, that if they don't, it's almost as if they want to expose the corruption and let the majority of the people say, look at this. And it's all about the division. You know, I think the new international symbol for the United States should be the division symbol. But, yeah, something on the vaccine, though, I wanted to point out was my parents got it, you know, and 2 months after, my dad died. And we weren't there, but my mom said when he was out in the backyard, they were out in the backyard together, and she said when he hit the ground, he was dead. And so he had had four-way bypass surgery about 20 years ago and had a heart attack when he was 36. And so he had pre-existing heart conditions. And you know how that seems to be something that, you know, this vaccine affects is people that have those problems. But yeah, my mom said when he hit the ground, he was gone. And he wasn't in bad shape. He was 82, but he got along just fine. There was nothing wrong with him. You know, so, but, you know, I mean, they drank the Kool-Aid and there was nothing you could do. And so right. I don't bring right. up the fact that there might be a correlation. You follow me? So,
yeah. Well, your mother can't be unvaccinated, unfortunately. So what's the point?
Yeah, unfortunately. No, it's unfortunate. Yeah. So, but, you know, I mean, these people, they're not here to help. We know they're not here. They act as if, you know, oh my gosh, we've got to get everyone vaccinated. It's like, what is the big question? The big question is, why on earth do they want everyone vaccinated? You know, they know that it has nothing to do with anything. This was last year's flu. I've been saying this all along. You know, as a matter of fact, when this all started, I used to go to the gas station, and when I would pump gas, I would purposely use my knuckle when I would hit the buttons, you know, to type in my PIN number for my thing.
Right.
Then after that, just because, you know, it was common to try and not to. After that, I disbelieved in this so much, I started using my finger, you know, and uh-huh. started grabbing door handles more and just was, you know, to prove to myself and to everyone else, this is nothing, you know. And I didn't get
right.
sick. One of the things that we do is we don't eat sugar, and I think that's a big key, you know, is sugar is part of it. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in. I wanted to tell you I'm an old 11 Bravo from the 80s, from the mid-80s.
Okay.
And so I wanted to just say thank you for your service and just wanted
okay.
to call in and say good job for everything you're doing. I listen to you every
thank
day.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. We've got a break coming up here soon. We'll take our next caller. It's Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello. Good morning. There's an article that's up on RBN, which is in error. It doesn't make anybody look good, and it's called the title is Graphene Creates Luciferase and a Fluorescent Electrical Current. I see no way that graphene can create an enzyme called luciferase. There are no references in this article. It is science fiction, I believe, and this has no place being up there. It can remain at the fellow's website. It's inexcusable, but also it shows a lack of understanding of the science, which I will briefly mention in a moment.
Okay, we'll get a brief mention after the break here. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. The daily intelligence briefing is there, updated pretty much every day. Sometimes we miss a day or two. And, of course, the event I've got at Margaritaville, the luxury resort, next year. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll be part of my live studio audience for a week there. At the end of the week, we have a romantic dinner cruise on the lake. A lot of great information will be transmitted during that week. And, of course, energy cleaners. I talk about energy cleaners a lot because we always have new listeners. That's why I talk about them a lot. The energy cleaner will help you get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep you've had maybe in decades. Check out the details. Place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And you need to subscribe to his articles. It'll help him, and I would really appreciate it if you would do so. We got Dave with us. Dave, you got a further comment before we move on, sir?
Yes. You know how fluorescent works. Fluorescence works, John, with a flashlight or with some sort of a light. You shine a light on something, and you get back light of a different color. That's fluorescence or phosphorescence. It's a re-emission of light that is absorbed. And when you have a luciferase, like a firefly, you don't shine any light on it. You just stand there in the dark and you see it light coming out. He's converting chemical energy to light energy with using a luciferase. So the fact that there may be some observations of fluorescence in people's arms, there may be some. We haven't verified all this. It doesn't mean that it's caused by anything in particular. We don't know. And it shouldn't be extrapolated to luciferase for certain. Secondly, I think in relation to Dr. Martin's work, I see that Dr. Richard Fleming put out a very good video on The New American recently called COVID Criminals Will Be Held Accountable. And he starts out saying that, and then he goes through all the details, all the data, diagrams. John, you don't have to read a book, be able to read a book to understand what he's saying. Even the kids can understand this. And he is saying that the Delta variant is just a reversion of the SARS-CoV-2 to the natural form, eliminating certain artificial inserts when it was engineered in the spike protein. So therefore, I would expect it to be less dangerous, actually. But I'm not sure that he makes that point. But I think if you were to talk to him about graphene oxide, he would say it's a non-issue. And that's all I'll say about that.
Okay.
Do you have any comments?
Well, I do have a comment. I just verified that the David Martin interview is now posted on my website, COVID Panel 1. In yellow highlighter, so anybody can watch it and then forward it to their friends and relatives.
Well, Dr. David Martin, I think he has a PhD in business. He's not a scientist, and he made the claim there that the Delta variant was a creation of the PCR, a new PCR test alone, and I don't think he did that with full knowledge. And so that is highly questionable, especially when you look at Dr. Fleming's evidence and data, which is highly detailed. And, you know, that's what we need to look for is
right.
Good evidence.
Well, Dr. Martin's evidence has more to do, has not that much less to do with science and more to do with evidence in the form of letters and emails that he's got custody of.
Oh, yes. And the patents that he's searched 4,000 patents. He did a very good job with that, I'm sure.
Precisely. Dave, we need to move on. We do appreciate the call, sir. All right. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, gentlemen. I'll try to be brief. There was a show that was put on by Mike Adams. He had Steve Quayle on. I was able to listen to it last night, and he alluded to a couple of things. There has been a reduction in movement of containers from the West Coast to the East Coast. There's an intermodal outside of Chicago, an Interstate 80 and 39, that was created some years ago to basically break up that traffic. When you are east of the Mississippi in railroad terminology, you cannot have a three-stack high container because the bridges won't allow it. So they're claiming that there's been a backup in this because of this of goods and services are being, set back. So Quayle, in his observation last night, he alluded to all that, and he felt that this was going to lead to shortages in the Midwest, significant shortages, and then east of that, so that would, make some sense in that comment. And then basically he brought out another point that, and according to his information, that they are now taking boxcars, not containers, and they're putting shackles and restraint equipment in these boxcars. And he alluded to that in this interview, and he didn't really go as far as to say what they're planning on doing with it. But I thought that that was very interesting, going along with what Jeff Nyquist has been saying about, you know, what they are planning on doing. And I was just wondering if Jeff, you know, could comment about that.
Shackles and boxcars? Yeah, I don't have any comment about.
I know it sounds like it's from outer space, and I really like Steve Quayle. I don't think he's a fruitcake, but that really got me. Like, you know, this would be their way of going into rural areas and rounding people up, I guess, is what he's intonating.
I think the Chinese have much more efficient ways of eliminating population than that. That'd be pretty primitive. If you look at the speech of Chia Chen, he talks about bullets, machine guns, and things like that being totally inefficient. So chains and things like that would also be. They're looking to use biological weapons on us, which is what they're already doing. And if Dr. McCullough is right and the vaccine is a part of a binary combination, then we're seeing the first stages of what they're intending for the population. So I don't think that kind of thing.
So you don't think there are going to be any slavery? It's just total elimination then?
Well, there could be residual, but I mean, if you go back and you read Chiao Chen's speech, that's the defense minister of China, their problem is they got too many people. What do they need us for? They got 1.4 billion Chinese. They might keep some residual numbers of us around to help them out in terms of technical skills. If we have more, with a few nurses, if you're like something they really need. But generally speaking, they want to be rid of us because they want to occupy the land. You know, if China split its population, China's a country about the size of the United States, if they split their country in half, they'd be sending 700 million people here, which is twice the existing population. So, you know, they don't
absolutely need, no use for American citizens at that point.
No, they don't. And
I just
and
wanted to bring
Chiao
this up because
that,
you really are a fountain of information. And anybody that's listening to this, because I, you know, if you're not paying attention, I think it's time to start paying attention because this is very real. And I thank you for your time.
Okay, Fred, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hello. I just wanted to offer an opinion. I can't say I've done a scientific study, okay? But I have noticed since Trump has come in and watched everything he's doing, I wasn't for him either. But you know what? I have noticed, and I have noticed that the people who come against him suffer or die. And so I just think if people would think about this, that possibly that was the man that the Lord wanted in there. And when you come against him, you come in against the Lord. So I just don't know what Jeff thinks about that. But I even think he hears God. I would chat on chat rooms. And before I could actually hit the send button, he'd be saying the same thing. How could he do that? I mean, you know, I just think he hears God. Now, I can't tell you why he told people to take the Moderna or, you know, Wart Suit or whatever. That may even come out, too, that he gave that job to Pence and Pence screwed it up. I don't know. All I know is that God may have a way to get people who are going to oppose him and just be done with them because he can't use them. But most of the things people hear is on TV, so I say, oh, you've been watching TV again. I said, you got one arm left out of four. To hold your cigarette, could you just hold up a little bit on Trump? You know he was out there where you were, and he was out there here, right close here in Texas, and he was promoting these people who had brought a company back over here from overseas. And then, well, he wouldn't even wave at people along the road. I said, he didn't want people to know he's here. I don't know what Jeff thinks about that, but, you know, I can't say I'm
not going to sign. Well, ask him if he has any opinion. Jeff, you got any opinion on Pat's commentary?
No, not really. I mean, people, you know, have different degrees of awe for Donald Trump. You know, he's enormously popular. And he is a person who speaks before large crowds of Americans. And a lot of people feel that he speaks directly to them. So that's part of the phenomenon of Trump.
One of my friends asked me, texted me, said, if Trump told you to take the vaccine, would you take the vaccine from Trump? And I said, of course not. I don't worship a man. He's more like Jehu in the Bible, not Jehovah. Thank you.
No. Well, a leader is somebody people trust, so this shows it, that people... Well, look at all the leaders we have that we don't trust. That you know when their mouth is moving, they're lying.
Well, okay, Pat. The post office, I bought some stamps, and they I had trouble in the post office period, but I... took the stamps just so I could get out of there, and they're no longer the American flag. They're cups of coffee. I said, whatever. He brought the American flag back to America. I don't know. I think it's gone now. All right, I'll let you go. Bye.
Okay, thanks for the call, Pat. Well, Jeff, you've been issuing some very serious warnings the past several weeks, not only on my show, but on some other programs, warning people about the dangers of international communism and how what we're seeing is about to move forward into the kinetic part of warfare, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, Russia, Putin the other week here put the Russian economy on a war footing. Why he would do that, it's hard to say, but both China and Russia continue to make preparations like they believe conflict is coming.
Well, in both countries, Russia and China, have been warning their populations to prepare for war, haven't they, sir?
Yeah, that has been what, especially in China, they're constantly making these warnings. And, you know, it's a very serious thing because you don't know why they would do this. They're certainly going to some trouble for it. What is it that they think is going to happen? And it seems to be their preparations, you know, the Russian preparations were aiming at being ready on a number of fronts by June 15th, and but they're continuing to take further measures. So there is an indication that they are messing with their economy and that there's some attack on the dollar is about to begin here in August.
Well, August is less than 2 weeks away, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's coming up fast.
Let's see. Today's the 21st. It'll be the first day of August. Looks like it will be Sunday, a week from this coming Sunday. Will be the
wow.
First day of August. So, that'll be here before we know it. Not long at all. Well, we need to be encouraging people to be prepared, don't we, sir?
Yeah, people have got to be prepared. Extra food, extra water, fuel, a way to survive. Yeah, it could. We don't know what is in store here, and we don't know what our crazy government people are going to do, because we don't seem to have leaders who have the sense to adopt the right policies.
Well, I've been encouraging people to enjoy this summer. This may be the last normal summer we see the rest of our lives, couldn't it be, sir?
Well, if normal is under the pandemic, I suppose.
Right.
We may have had the last normal summer the summer before last.
Well, the summer before last was the last truly normal summer. There are still pockets of people mandated to wear masks and do the silly social distancing and all the silliness that comes out of the make-believe pandemic. There was no pandemic. And it looks like they're going to ramp it up and go for it a second time, doesn't it, sir?
I don't know, given the fact that the big wave came during the last flu season. I'm not sure how much oomph the virus has. If the vaccine at all is a barrier to it, and the number of people who've probably already been exposed or are immune, it's hard to believe. There's going to be another one, but you never know with all the strains. And the earlier caller was talking about He was absolutely right. The virus is being stripped of its engineered additions. That's what happens. This is a rapid to moderate evolving virus, mutating virus. And, of course, it loses its more dangerous properties first. So and it also spreads rapidly. There's a rule in biological weapons. The faster spreading, the less lethal. The slower spreading, the more lethal. And with an engineered virus, if it's made to spread fast, it will lose its lethal characteristics rapidly.
Here's our last break. Hold on, Jeff. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of July, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Well, Jeff, as always, we need to alert people about the coming danger, which the evidence that you've got from your private sources appears to be very clear and convincing, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, it does.
And that means getting out of the cities, being independent for food, water, shelter, medical supplies, all those things, because once this conflict begins, getting access to those items is going to be difficult, if not impossible, won't it, sir?
Yeah, it could be difficult. In fact, one of your callers mentioned supplies being hard to get here in the upper Midwest. You know, the furniture stores are getting empty. We're not getting the furniture in up here.
Really? That's unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like for a couch, you got to wait a year if it's coming from China. I mean, you go into a store and every last couch is gone. I've been in a number of them up here.
Well, there was a time when the furniture came from North Carolina. That was the furniture capital, and carpets both.
That would be nice if we could return to that.
Well, if Donald Trump was come back into office and we didn't have World War III, there was a possibility. But at the moment, that's not what we got, is it?
No, it's not. It's a pretty sad situation.
Well, all we can do is warn people, and it's their job to believe the warnings or not, to do their own investigation or not. And I respect that, but I think the wise thing to do is to respect the warning and do their own research and come to the same conclusion. Wouldn't you say, Jeff?
Well, whether they come to the same conclusion, they ought to start looking at the news out of Russia and China. I mean, it's been accumulating now for months. War preparations, military exercises, threats, including verbal threats, and changes in their economy, which indicate a pre-war situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for being with us, as always. We got a lot of great information out there, and we look forward to having you back next week.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
Okay. All right. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. A very popular segment we've got going here. Very popular. People like to hear what Jeff has to say. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Kirk with us with the Water Revolution, Dr. Horowitz, another very popular segment on my show. I've talked to Steve Hunt. He's been gone a couple of weeks now. Find out what's going on with Steve. And, of course, we'll wrap up tomorrow with Tom Berryhill talking about the energy cleaner for 24 minutes. And then Friday, Tom will be back Friday morning to talk about emergency communications, ham radio. We'll have, I believe, Dr. Scott Huff Friday and Sky Huddleston. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today. Because